This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 and a half the hour, here we are. The 100% Club is on the air. Yep, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, America's most popular format on the radio. And actually, when you get into the podcast business, it's the spoken word format is number one. It's the king. And here he is, the king himself, to represent the issues of this past week, the stories and the people listed. He's published at Talkers Magazine. You can get it every week at Talkers.com and also GoodDayShow.com. Michael Harrison is here. How does it feel to be referred to as the king?
It's sort of like being the tire king. Or
right, that's right.
Dining room table king.
You know, it's how stupid the guy, entire kingdom, he has the ads. You don't know what we're talking about. There's an ad. There's a company. It's on the East Coast, I think, for the most part. The guy who owns it. The picture on the billboards and at the stores of this guy who's the tire repair guy, he's got a crown on his head.
Yeah, I didn't mean specifically folks and lawyers there, any one company. It's just that there are, you know, certain industries, they call themselves, you know, the tire king or the mattress king. do you remember when you were a kid? I hate to do the remember whens, but Arama, everything was, you know, tire Arama.
Yes, right. Exactly. Corn Arama. Come to the farm and enjoy the corn. It's the Corn Arama.
Corn Arama. We're having our festival. All right, here are the survey. At number 10, please, we have Russia Ukraine war. At number 9, U.S. China relations. At number 8, the Mitch McConnell health situation. At number 7, the migrant crisis/crime and homelessness situation. At number 6, Hurricane Idalia. That was a big deal. I think it's petered out
now. Not as big as the news media made it out to be, but excuse me. Yes, please go ahead.
It all depends on what flood you're standing in.
I suppose, yeah, how deep the water is around your ankle. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. At number 5, the Jacksonville shootings. At number 4, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 3, the Meadows and Giuliani cases. At number 2, 14th Amendment theory and the presidential race. And number 1, Trump's legal battles. The people on the survey: at number 10, Vladimir Putin. Number 9, Mitch McConnell. Number 8, Nikki Haley. Number 7, Vivek Ramaswamy. And number 6, Ron DeSantis. Number 5, Hunter Biden. Number 4, Rudy Giuliani. Number 3, Mark Meadows. Number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, the true king of all media, Donald Trump.
So he says,
Trump-a-rama! Trump-a-rama!
It's the Trump-a-rama! Yeah. You know, wait a minute, we should have an echo chamber. Remember the old days when you and I were on the air and we had an echo chamber?
I use that as an analogy for when somebody has a new gadget and they overdo it. Mm-hmm. And they do it on everything, especially now in the computer world. And I always refer back to when the radio stations would get the little device that gave them reverb. Yeah. The chief engineer or production director, every commercial, everything on the station.
That brings back some memories that I have. Yes.
There you go.
Certainly does. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Are we done?
Hold on a second. It's Sunday. Beautiful Thompson Drag Raceway.
Here we go.
Sunday. I used to do, when I was in Baltimore, I did production with a guy named Andy. He was the helicopter guy on WMAL. I can see him, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, he and I would go into the studio, and we would spend 4 or 5 hours once a week doing screaming car spots. It's the Bomberama sale!
Yeah.
And we just yell at the top of our lungs. We get paid $185 a spot. I remember that.
Oh, wow.
And it was
That's
all yelling.
Made your fortune.
Oh, yeah, right. Yep. It was.
Yeah, but Andy
Park was his name.
No, Andy Park. I don't know whether or not these car events still do that, but they would start out with the name of the day of the week that the event would take place. So the spot would be
Tuesday at Beautiful Thompson Dragway Raceway.
Right. Yeah. But it would be bigger than that. It'd be Tuesday at blah blah Raceway.
You know. We're going to do the people list now, if you please.
I did the people list.
You did? Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
I slipped it in. Right. Elegantly and eloquently.
Very nicely. Yes, please. Yeah. All right. So
we covered all our bases.
I want to talk about balance, if we can. Here, not in the story list or the people list, but balance in terms of our lives. You're listening to this program over Labor Day weekend 2023, lest somebody be putting it in a time capsule that you'll hear it in, 2,000 years or something. Don't you wonder, actually, what people in 2,000 years, if they even are people here, what beings are going to be doing and hearing and thinking and experiencing? Wow. All right.
Is that
Joe
the question,
Biden,
or do you want to talk about
I know,
that?
I just, it's just sort of
what are you
question.
Talking about?
I'm talking about culture and what will we leave behind? You know, there was that big, the box that was found at West Point that had been put there during
the time capsule.
Yeah, during the time of...
I once put a time capsule in my backyard when I was in third grade with
a note.
And I put a note that if, in fact, you have the ability to do time travel, person or people who find this, here's where I am, and I'm waiting to see you. And I sat there for an hour, and nobody came. That's me at third grade. I was
Good
doing time capsules and trying to send messages to the future. The very thing you're talking about.
Right.
I seriously think 2,000 years from now, if we continue on our present trajectory, you know what I mean? Because anything could happen to set us back, wipe us out, or whatever. I think that we will. The major argument will be, what does it mean to be human? It won't be left versus right, Democrat, Republican, Ukraine versus Russia, China versus U.S. It's going to be different
people
definitions
machines
of what it is to be human. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's as much a chance of that as there is of anything. All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, Joe Biden's number two on the people list, according to Talkers Magazine, the research done by Michael and his staff. The White House requesting an extra $12 billion for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. They need it, they say, for the disaster in Hawaii. They need it for the disaster left this week after the Hurricane Idalia that we were talking about blew through. And I'm thinking to myself, what's in the budget now? And what do they do with the money that's in their budget? What do they need extra money for? They plan ahead. They know there are going to be X number of disasters a year. So why do they need more money?
That's a good
question.
Oh, it's a great question. It's a great question. I don't know the answer. They're such intelligent and honest people. They must know something we don't know. After all, they wouldn't be in those jobs if they didn't know more than we know. Isn't that the case?
The thing that bugs me, I was looking at a survey, and this certainly fits in with all our discussions this year and the past year. As long as we've been doing this, weather obviously has been a focus. And so thinking about the hurricane and people saying, well, it's worse this year because the water temperatures are warmer or the water temperatures are colder. Or we've got La Nina and so blah, blah, blah. So you can pull away from, and this is why the world of talk radio is so fascinating and so wonderful, and we're all so pleased to be a part of it, because there's always something behind a story. There's always something behind a thought. There's always something behind a headline. So if you really care, a couple of my favorite websites, the NASA website's probably my favorite, because you can find out things there every week that are mind-bogglingly amazing. And then there are the things you can find at NOAA, N-O-A-A. So if you go there, if you don't want to be wrapped up in baloney, then you go look at the global, the temperatures that have existed. Just go back 100 years. Never mind 1,000 years. You can go back 1,000 years and find this out, too. But we all, as we had 90-degree temperatures and 100-degree weather, and people are worried about, oh, carbon is going to kill us. Go back to 1936, if you please, and look at the temperatures all around America and compare them to 2023. And that's just one. You can go back. The six hottest Julys on record in the United States didn't occur this past year. They occurred in 1901, 1926, 1930, 1932, 1934, and 1936. Every city in the country had temperatures in the Midwest, I'm talking about the Midwest, the Mid-South, of over 95 degrees on average for a month or more, for, I'm sorry, 10 days or more.
And they didn't have air conditioning.
Yeah, can you imagine living in the Midwest in that humidity? Oh, my God.
Or in big cities, yeah. You know, where yeah. The only air conditioning you had was the window.
So how have we become so soft and so gullible? I guess maybe that's the question that comes to mind here. You know, the story, there was a CNN story a couple of weeks ago. The headline is 62,000 Europeans die from heat-related causes. Okay, and they said it was a new record, but that wasn't true. It was a new record for the last 10 years. I mean, it depends on what you're comparing it to, doesn't it? And don't we owe that to the people who are listening to us to dig into those things and to try to help them understand or put things into perspective? Is that part of our job here?
We owe it
not necessarily you and, us, you and
we
me.
We owe it to ourselves to do that, let alone for the listeners. I mean, it's not like people in the media live in a separate world. Some believe they do. Some people in the media believe that everything happening out there is just to create content for their programs. But the fact is, we're all in this together. And, boy, that became apparent during the pandemic. We're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And you bring up some good questions. Yeah. No question.
Well, thank you. I'd like to think I still have merit as a talk radio personality. What do you think? Maybe we can continue to do this. All right. As we continue now, crime number 7, interesting story floating around at the end of the week from Pennsylvania. We'll get to that as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day.
And dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Tahib. Cibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you in part by the folks who will provide you with two free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 800-419-DOUG, which translates easily into 800-419-3684. Kind of like all those talk stations. The last four digits are 8255 for talk, right? Very clever.
Remember that? Yes.
Call us now. Yeah, right, exactly.
8255 talk.
Yep. Go to Las Vegas, have some fun, play the craps, and go to a buffet, have some fun in the sun. Doesn't cost you anything for two nights. 800-419-DOUG. Yeah, I'm not kidding. First 10 callers, there are people there, 10 operators, so 10 callers get in immediately. When you dial 800-419-3684, doesn't make any difference. This program is heard around the clock, around the weekend. There'll be somebody there to take your call and sign you up for those two free nights. Nothing, there's no hitch, there's nothing to it. It's just there. That's how they are marketing and promoting in Las Vegas. Two free nights, 800-419-3684, whoopee. All right, so the business of crime. We always have some connection to crime in the countdown of the story list. And so I found this to be the most interesting story. You see if you agree with me, Michael, when it comes to crime. The story of a guy named Daniello Cavalcante, who's 34 years old. He was convicted of stabbing his girlfriend to death in broad daylight in front of the two children that they had. The judge said when he was sentenced, his depravity knows no bounds. You look into the face of this guy, and you see nothing. You can't. He has nothing in his eyes. There's just nothing. So he was put away into a prison, and in Chester County, Pennsylvania, and not any sooner than he got in, he got out. And so he's wandering around someplace. He obviously is extremely dangerous. But one wonders, the angle to the story that I take in talking about on the air is, what the heck's going on in this jail that they put? Why did they put this guy, who's a hardened criminal, a scary so-and-so, in a county jail? And what, this guy, he would stop at nothing to get out.
How did he get out?
He stabbed this woman 38 times in front of the children.
How did he get out of jail?
He just, apparently, he found there was some window or something that was not correctly sealed, and he figured it out quickly. He was in and out. I mean, this is a county jail.
Now he's, as they say, in the wind.
On the lam. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, just that kind of stuff. What goes on? What are we paying for? That's the question. What are we, as taxpayers, I would think the people in that county would be outraged. The sheriff should get fired. The mayor should be recalled. How do you run a county jail that's that loose? And why in the name of heaven in the first place you go to the judge, too? What'd you put him in that jail for? Unless you wanted him to get out. Right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they wanted him to get out. They just probably weren't paying attention. But what they should do
that's
is
what they get paid for.
The folks at Windorama, which...
Yeah. Okay, so I was too serious for a moment.
No, you weren't. No, it's like, what am I going to do about this? You know?
Now, that's a great question.
You know, what, I just heard Doug say that some guy climbed out. He came out through the bathroom window.
Yeah.
And he was a psychopathic, sociopathic piece of crap.
Murderer.
And and some young woman actually trusted him enough to have two children with him and call him her old man. You know, how does a guy without a spark in his eyes who has the face of a blank, staring piece of garbage get a woman to hook up with him?
Sometimes women love those guys for whatever the reason. Good God.
Isn't that weird?
That's a question, yeah. All right, we continue. Got another half hour to go on the countdown. It's 28 after the hour now.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New numbers for illegal immigrants crossing the open border into the United States are in. 117,000 people were added in August to the already millions of illegal immigrants allowed into the country due to the Biden administration's decision to keep the border open. New York City Mayor Eric Adams yesterday calls out Biden.
We need the national government to stand up. This is not a New York City issue. This is a national issue, and it must be resolved. We must expedite work visas. It's just common sense.
The White House says they have America's open borders under control. Karine Jean-Pierre.
The president has done what he can from here, from the federal government, from the White House, to put forth and manage our border in a safe and humane way to respect the dignity of every human.
Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we are back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with what you need to know about what's going on in the world of talk radio for this past week of August. A lot of people just talking about the fact that it's August, and then it's September, and it's Labor Day, and with the blink of an eye, you think back to Memorial Day, you think back to Easter, you think, wow. And I think we're all experiencing it. I don't think it makes a difference how old you are. It just is what seems to be the reality, which is that time is moving faster than it used to. I'm looking at a clock, and this is a countdown to an event taking place on Labor Day. 2 hours, 2 days, 18 hours, 23 minutes, and 47 seconds. We get until this event begins.
Time is mind-boggling. It always has been. It always will be.
Yeah.
And if you ever really want to have a clear understanding of time, check out on YouTube clips of Vice President Kamala Harris and her take on time.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And what would you like
she's
to give
brilliant.
Us a little?
Time is the moment, and tomorrow will be today. Tomorrow. Yesterday is today yesterday, and we have to put it into the context of yesterday and tomorrow and today. And time is...
You okay?
I'm doing my imitation of the vice president.
Yeah, she's brilliant. All right.
Her tendency toward word salads has become a major source of comedy in America.
Yeah. And people, they worry about Joe Biden and him not being able to put the phrases together in the age. Age is not the factor here. It's competence. And there's a lack of it with both of them, frankly. So, anyway, what are we proved by?
A lot of people are concerned as we, there's a lot of anxiety in the country right now looking at the 2024 election in terms of the choice of Biden-Harris and of course, Trump and whomever. Mm. This is not an acceptable choice to many people, maybe most people in the country.
It isn't.
And
so what are we doing?
There's a tremendous amount of anxiety.
Yeah, because we've ceded control of the political process that runs the country to the likes of the people running the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee, to the point where they push everybody else out of the way. They're going full tilt to try to make sure that Munchen or Munch, whatever the guy, the senator, doesn't run as an independent. Because that'll take votes away from the Democrats, and then the Republicans will win. But they spend all of their time figuring out how they can hold control. That's all they do. There's no interest in. Exactly. To what end is the? What are you doing? What's in it that's good for you? When you look around at the situation, the last year or two or three or four or ten have not been good for most people. So if it's not good for most people, then why are we continuing down the same path? Question.
Well
answer?
Because that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do. You know, that's part of the human dynamic. You know, the lust for power.
Yeah.
And but it's all about power and money. But it's more about power even than money. It's about power. But it's a problem.
It's an aphrodisiac with some people for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm going to couple the insurance discussion going on in Florida this week with something going on with me, because the insurance industry, to say that it's in flux, as some people would say, is after looking at what happened in Maui and how much it's going to cost, all the insurance companies are trying to get together in a sense and figure out how they can keep from going bankrupt as things like this happen. And the people, I had a liability policy on my farm that cost me last year $4,700. The same policy this year from the same company, if I stayed with them, would be $35,000 for the same thing. From $4,700 to $35,000.
How do they justify that?
They say that what's going on America's farms is dangerous. A lot of people are being hurt. A lot of things are happening where there is what they call agro-tourism. And so they can't, they're paying out lots. They've never had a claim from me. And so I'm going to change the insurance company, number one. But I look at that as sort of indicative. And most people will tell you their car insurance has gone up, their home insurance has gone up. And they have no claims, so they don't understand. And what they don't understand is how everything goes into a pool. So when there's a huge situation like exists on Hawaii, where there are going to be billions spent, insurance companies are going to have to put out billions, and the government will, and individuals will, to rebuild that city. The same thing is true when you look at the Idalia cleanup and the mess that's been created by the regular weather routines that we get, and they don't seem to have, because the insurance company is going out of business, the thinning insurance market is going to, mark my words, cost everybody a lot more money, even if you're not in a danger zone, because the way they do this is they spread it out. The actuarials spread it out so that everybody pays whether you're there or you're not there. So anyway, I find this to be one of the things. Hopefully there would be some good hosts who, not necessarily just the business radio people, but people you know, who want to help people understand what's going on, because isn't that sort of what we're supposed to do in part? Or how do we know, as talk radio hosts, how do we know what we're supposed to do other than get an audience?
Well, that's the problem all the media faces, is they do what their primary reason for doing what they do is to get an audience.
Mm.
That's a major problem. Mm-hmm. It's also understandable. It's also part of the marketplace of ideas in a free society. It's also part of capitalism. It has nothing to do with the system. It has to do with the spirit in which you engage in the system. It has to do with what's known as professional ethics. It has to do with integrity and tenets of integrity that different professions, such as journalism or maybe even the insurance industry, should adhere to. And we don't hold ourselves or our industries accountable. But there should be a code of conduct that has nothing to do with ratings, revenue, success in terms of a monetary or a power situation, but rather in terms of pride. And that's what we've gotten away from, and it's very hard to get back to it because it's cultural. And cultural things tend to hang on, or then when they're gone, you know, it's the old toothpaste out of the tube thing. You can't get it back. Yep. These are the problems we face. It's also very unwieldy to run this society. A lot of people, a lot of things going on.
Too many people.
Money, you know?
It's too many people. Can't be governed. There's too many people in the world. Can't govern them all. You just can't. Can't control people, control situations. And
it's very hard to control situations and maintain the principles of freedom.
Mm.
And when people don't trust each other, Doug, when people in a society fail to trust each other, the only thing they can turn to is some type of protective authoritarianism.
Mm.
That's the problem.
So I'm going to turn the tables here a little bit. I'm on the Talkers magazine website, talkers.com, which I would urge everybody who's listening to go to right now, because this sort of sets up the conversation Michael and I are going to have in a few minutes. He's interviewed this young 13-year-old girl named Stella Mabry, and the information that is to be broadcast, the information that's to be heard, the focus of bullying and how big a problem it is as we go back to school, send our children off to school again, how big a problem might it be for you? We'll talk about that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a story about weight loss from the folks at Calitrin. They got a big deal going on Labor Day weekend, biggest sale of the year. Every year at this time, they offer the opportunity for people who, first of all, don't know about Calitrin, to go to the website, toploss.com. This is a politically correct, Michael, way of putting it. If you're weight challenged, that means if you're fat and obese you should go to the
microphone.
Website. Yeah, that's okay. All right, go to the, I'm serious, though, about the opportunity to lose weight and keep it off with Calitrin. Only real, the honest truth about this company is they wouldn't have been in business or stayed in business for 26 years if what they make didn't work. And so the all-natural approach, any doctor worth his or her salt, Jack Stockwell talks about this all the time, how food is medicine, and all of these things that are natural help you to help yourself to health. Go to toploss.com, if you please, and check out not only the ingredients, but the success stories, the science behind this. And then you decide you want to buy, then you use the Doug code, D-O-U-G, when you check out, and you'll get the biggest benefit. Because you buy one, you buy 100, you get another of that number. You buy 100, you get another 100 without having to pay for it. And it's good because I think I'm on it. I think you stay on it forever because the ingredients are so good for your body. Help yourself to collagen. Well, it's collagen as part of the aloe vera, digestive enzymes are all in Calitrin. That's why it's successful. Treat yourself to success. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. Free shipping and the biggest sale of the year.
The extracurricular activities. The traffic. The nightly homework. The traffic. The finding time to eat dinner together as a family. The traffic. Back to school can be stressful.
Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with stay-open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with stay-open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Back here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers. We've been going through the anecdotal information that comes out of having a good discussion regarding these stories and other ancillary things that affect the programs that you're listening to, the hosts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This young lady that you've interviewed, the MH interview this week, is with Stella Mabry. Talk about her. Tell us about her.
Mabry is 13 years old. She lives in Owensboro, Kentucky. She's a typical average young early teen now. When she was 10 years old, she was bullied in school, and she had a talent for music, and she wrote a song about bullying, about this girl that was bullying her. She called it Mean Girl. Her father, who had been supporting her music as a child, mm-hmm. is buddies with Les Garland, a big shot in the California music business, sent him the tape. And long story short, she's got a record out. It's called Mean Girl. There's a music video. It's on YouTube. This has all come out in the last couple of weeks. It's really cool, and she's a great guest to talk about school bullying, which, as you know, you and I've talked about it, bullying for young people is a tremendous cause of depression, anxiety, in some cases suicide, in yep. some cases mass murder. Mm-hmm. And we've got to be aware of it, and it's enhanced by the cyber situation in terms of social media. When you and I were kids, you can get away from bullies by going home. You can't get yeah. away from it anymore because it's 24/7 if you're plugged in, and all the kids are plugged into social media. It's the only way they can be kids. And, it's part of the world they live in. So it's a problem. She talks about it. I interview her on the Michael Harrison interview at mhinterview.com. Getting tremendous response to it. And I understand that you might be talking to her soon on your Good Day program.
I believe, yeah, we're going to have her on. This is the kind of thing that people, in my mind, in my world, ought to be paying closer attention to. Because we all have youngsters, whether they be our children, our grandchildren. And it is one of the things as school gets back to session that you become acutely aware of that was never the case when we were in school, Michael. When you go by these schools in the afternoon, there are 100 cars parked outside the school because the parents seem to not want to trust the sidewalks and the reality of having a nice walk home or a bike ride home from school. This is sick society.
And isn't kind that of something that you can't be safe? You can't have peace of mind Never. Letting your kid walk to school yeah. in a place not known for crime, let alone in a crime area, but in places that, that you wouldn't think that happens. It's a problem.
MHinterview.com, or you can find also at talkers.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on our review every week that we have. I'm proud of this program. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Only the moldy oldies among us, Chucker, will remember the theme from Columbo. Like many of the other iconic themes of that era, Lalo Schifrin. Say it again, Doug. Lalo Schifrin created themes like Mission Impossible, for example, and this one and a bunch of others. All right, so why are we excited about this moldy oldie from our Goldie our rusty well, record rack?
This day in TV history, September 1st, 1978, the final episode of Columbo aired on NBC. He would still do it, Peter Falk in TV movies. Actually, the last TV movie of Columbo he did in 2000. In three, but you're right. Back in the day, in the 70s, these type of shows were extremely popular and a huge part of the pop culture. You had Columbo, and then you had Rockford Files,
Rock with Hudson.
Connor, right? Yeah, you had men of the show Mannix, Mike Connors, Barnaby Jones with Buddy Epson, and a show called Cannon. CBS had a lot of them, but they were very, very popular, and people tuned into these shows in really big numbers. But Peter Falk,
I'm trying to remember,
was beloved. People love Peter Falk.
Cannon, William. And see his face.
Yeah,
he's that guy. He was the original voice. He was an old voice actor.
He was fantastic on the show. But you know what's interesting? Think about this. I'm not trying to disparage, because you know he was not exactly looking like Chris Pine. So, you know, here's a guy is probably in his, what, like upper 40s, 50 doing that role. Portly. But that's the way they cast, and it worked. And it would,
you're talking about Columbo?
No, I'm talking about Cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people liked those shows a lot, and he was really good on that show.
Yeah, he was.
And Buddy Epson was, you know, not a young guy when he did Barnaby Jones.
No, and it was so contrary to the type of roles that he'd played as well, Buddy Epson. So, and he was very good all the way around. He's a good bad guy, but he started as a vaudevillian dancer. That's where Buddy Epson got his start in show business. He was a vaudevillian dancer. And with Bob Hope in fact.
And obviously, you know, the classic story that Buddy Ebsen was originally the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz back in 1931 was allergic to the material in the Tin Man suit. Filmed a lot of scenes, and they had to replace him. So,
right.
And the rest is movie history, right?
Got it. All right, speaking of movie history, Taylor Swift.
I see
the
this.
Tour and the theatrical concert experience is going to be in movie theaters, I think, at the end
October
of the
13th.
Month.
Here's the, October 13th. Here's the thing. The Exorcist, the beginning. Not the beginning. It's a subtitle. The new Exorcist movie that was supposed to come out that day, and Universal Pictures, Warner Brothers, got spooked by this announcement of this Taylor Swift, and they're going to put it out October 6th to stay. They don't want to do the same weekend. Now This Taylor Swift concert film, because I help run a small independent theater which you visited. Here's the booking request. You have to play it a minimum of 4 weeks.
Yep.
I think you can only play one show a day. The ticket price, Doug, for adults is $19.89 a ticket. I think children like 13 something. So they're really, you know, they're grabbing patrons by the throat. That's a lot of money, no?
Yeah. Well, listen.
I mean, I know people, but here's the thing. First day. They announced this yesterday, $10 million in pre-sales already.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So it tells you something.
If we had 1% of those pre-sales for our spot today, we'd be okay.
Very true. Yeah. All right, what do you make of a couple of things from the late-nighters? Jimmy Kimmel said he was going to retire, and now he's not going to because of the Hollywood strike.
I never thought of him as a person who would retire.
He's 55. Why would he retire?
I don't get it.
Yeah, no, but they are also self-absorbed.
You could argue that the late night with Jimmy Kimmel is his one thing claim to fame, and it's a big one because he's made a fortune.
He's done well because
he's good.
Of
I like it.
Yeah, he's okay. He started out as a he was a producer on a radio show in Boston.
Yeah.
Somehow or other, he got to know somebody who worked with Howard Stern. And then he became a producer with Howard Stern, a writer, I think, more than anything else for Howard Stern.
Well, he did that man show, right? He did the man show. Yeah, which was, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I don't know. It doesn't. Nobody's like Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
No, I would agree. That was like we just said, you know, these shows, Columbo and Bond. Everything else at the end of the day, when history writes itself, a lot of things or most things are products of their time. Right? They have
look
a place
for the
in
Bob,
time.
The Bob Barker tribute on CBS last night was fabulous. It's going to be on again on Monday. Check that out. All right, Chucker, we'll talk to you on Monday. Long weekend, so we won't have box office totals till Tuesday anyway.
Thank you.
Right now, it's Friday at 58, almost 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.